Trump threatens to bomb Iran again after offensive operation ends. President Donald Trump threatens to renew bombing of Iran at a higher intensity unless Tehran signs a peace deal mediated by Pakistan, following Rubio's claim that the offensive had ended. The article traces how the Epic Fury operation and a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz shape negotiations and U.S. strategy. It also examines Tehran's response, the new maritime framework, and what these moves mean for regional security and diplomacy. Trump threatens bigger bombings on Iran if it refuses a Pakistan-mediated peace deal. Rubio says epic fury is over and the focus is now Project Liberty. Iran opens the Strait of Hormuz to civilian ships and creates the Gulf Strait Authority to regulate traffic. Iran's Navy says traffic will be safe and ships will receive transit rules by email. The United States plans a UN Security Council resolution to defend freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. warns of heavier strikes on Iran if no Pakistan-mediated peace deal. As talks progress, President Donald Trump signaled that American forces would launch much stronger bombardments on Iran if Tehran refuses to sign a peace agreement brokered by Pakistan. Officials say negotiators are making progress, though the terms are not yet final. The administration had paused a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and lawmakers indicated a shift in focus from confrontation to diplomacy. Context: the Epic Fury operation. The White House described the operation named Epic Fury as a joint effort with allies aimed at pressuring Iran and shaping access through the Hormuz Strait. The plan drew international attention as it disrupted maritime traffic and heightened regional tensions. Officials say the mission achieved some of its stated goals, and discussions are ongoing about the next steps. Official statements and political turn. According to briefings, a key senator said the Epic Fury mission is considered finished and its objectives reached. He noted that the administration notified Congress about the phase change. In a later message, the president indicated that a new initiative, referred to as Project Freedom, would be paused while talks with Iran continue, signaling a potential de-escalation if negotiations prove fruitful. Iranian measures and strait governance. Iran's Navy issued statements suggesting that Hormuz could be reopened to civilian ships once perceived threats end. Tehran attributed this to a new respect for maritime protocols and thanked ship owners who followed the rules. The Revolutionary Guard's naval arm outlined a plan to manage strait traffic through a dedicated authority, including a public website and email-based transit rules. Ships that comply may obtain transit permits, reflecting Tehran's push to assert sovereignty over the waterway. Conclusion: this analysis highlights a high-stakes diplomatic moment where the United States weighs heavier bombardments against a possible path to de-escalation through a Pakistan-mediated peace deal. With Epic Fury described as concluded and attention shifting to Project Liberty, negotiators have signaled progress, even as Washington contemplates a UN Security Council resolution to defend freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's countermove, opening the strait to civilian vessels and establishing the Strait of Hormuz Authority, emphasizes its push for sovereignty and orderly transit, while offering phased rules via email and a public site. Taken together, these steps shape a fragile security calculus in the region, balancing diplomacy and security commitments. The coming days will reveal whether the path to a negotiated settlement gains traction or whether pressure channels widen again, with broad implications for regional stability and international maritime governance. Frequently asked questions: what did Trump threaten to do if Iran does not sign a peace deal mediated by Pakistan? He said the United States would bomb Iran again at a level and intensity much higher than before. What did Rubio say about Operation Epic Fury? He said Epic Fury had ended and that its goals were reached. Now the focus is on Project Liberty. What happened to the Strait of Hormuz after the pause? The United States paused the plan to keep the strait open for navigation. Iran said Hormuz could reopen to civilian ships once threats end. Iran also announced new traffic rules and a plan to supervise the strait. What did Iran announce in response to the threats? Iran created the Strait of Hormuz Authority to supervise traffic. They launched a website and will email transit rules to ships. They claim this shows sovereignty over the waterway. What is the UN plan mentioned by Rubio? The United States plans to present a UN Security Council resolution to defend freedom of navigation and ensure the safety of the Strait of Hormuz, with allies in the region.